Edward Rushton was the radical, campaigning, blind poet of Liverpool. His life spanned the 18th and 19th centuries at the time of the slave trade, of revolution, and of social upheaval. Forgotten Hero, written by Bill Hunter and narrated by George Sefton, is his story.
Chapter 20, The Impetuous Temperament. In his book, Liverpool People, Eric Glasgow claims that because of the countless conflicts Rushton was involved in, his poetry therefore belongs essentially to the political and social issues of his own time, and is not very memorable in the general story of English literature, outside the specific conditions of Liverpool towards the turn of the 18th century. Glasgow says we must, therefore, for the most part, discount Rushton's poetry for originality or sustained creativity. It served its momentary purposes, and that was that. It can never be separated from either its local environment in Liverpool or its relationship with its contemporary causes for freedom and human emancipation. Rushton, of course, never intended more than that. But this ephemeral nature necessarily relegated his poetry to a lesser rank in the fullest annals of English literature. The issues that Rushton wrote about were certainly not ephemeral. He wrote about freedom from tyranny and brutal conditions. Driven to change the wrongs around him, Rushton used his poems as a vehicle to pour his passion into the struggle to better the conditions of humanity. Here was a person with a unity of word and deed, his passion linked to purpose. His subjects were not just appertaining to Liverpool, and vast masses of people were moved by the feelings he expressed. He didn't have the poetic genius of Wordsworth, but he had a rugged and obstinate adherence to principles which Wordsworth lacked. He saw the ideology of kings, tyrants, gods and demons as obstacles to the unity of social humanity and nature. In 1807, a Manchester surgeon, a Mr. Gibson, told Rushton he thought that he could perform an operation to restore some of his sight. Rushton agreed that Gibson should operate. There were, of course, no anaesthetics at this time, and in his summary of Rushton's life, Lund told the amazing story of this operation.
It was characteristic of the man's fortitude that he refused to be bound for the operation, a process deemed to be quite necessary before the use of anaesthetics, and he wrung from the operator expressions of amazement at the absolute control he exerted over himself while the most sensitive organ of the body was being attacked.
For 7 years before he died in 1814, Rushton had partial sight in his right eye, hence his portrait shows him with a patch over his left eye. He was now able to see his wife and children clearly for the first time. One of Rushton's last compositions was a poem attacking Southey, who had been made poet laureate. Southey had written a eulogy called Carmen Triumphale on the great prospects of peace and freedom in a victory of the powers allied against France. Rushton leapt into the ring, declaring his revolutionary republicanism against the rulers of Europe.
When man's great curse, despotic sway, sweeps myriads from the realms of day, when wide o'er all the Christian world destruction's banners are unfurled, when Europe with exhaustion reels, yet nor remorse nor pity feels, at this dread period Southey stands, the wild harp trembling in his hands, and while frantic furore fires his mind, glory to God, he cries, deliverance for mankind. I grieve when earth is drenched with gore, and realms with woe are covered o'er. I grieve, and reprobate the plan of thanking God for slaughtered man. Nor can I hope that lawless sway, fierce as a tiger o'er its prey, will ever, uncompelled, resign that power the priest proclaims divine. No, Southey, no. Oppressors ne'er unbind. 'Tis man, high-minded man, must liberate mankind. Whether of home or foreign growth, all despots from my soul I loathe. And as to rights, I should as soon expect a charter from the moon as hope to see a courtly train combined to cherish freedom's reign, combined to humanize the heart and bid the nurse's dreams depart. No, Southey, no. These scourges, when combined, may desolate a world, but never free mankind.
In an introduction to his poem American Independency, Rushton had told how his friends had advised him to curb his impetuous temperament. He never did.
Forgotten Hero was written by Bill Hunter and narrated by George Sefton. Readers were John Graham Davies, Catherine Dow Blyton, Teo Aluko, Beryl Phillips, Tom Calderbank, Jane Farley, Mohammed Khalil, and Sue Hunter. Harp and music were by Stan Ambrose, the drums by Mohammed Khalil. Production, editing and design by Jane Farley and Richie Hunter. Thanks go to Steve Binns, Sue Burke, Paul Cosgrove, Sue Hunter, Chris Lovell, Gosha McCain, Richie Neal, Dan Pugh, Kathy Wilson, and Gerd Zinsmeister.